News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. You probably know him by the office tower that bears his name, but Dick Dudley, the philanthropist from Wausau who died yesterday, has ties to this radio station and to the broadcast industry. A look back on his broadcasting career. Well, let's see. We're having trouble with this audio here. Dick Dudley was a former general manager at WSAU Radio and in sales before that, starting in 1947. He then moved on to WSAU Television, now WSAW, when it first signed on in 1954. Dick Dudley was also distinguished by his service in the Navy as a Navy airman during World War II. He was decorated with the Purple Heart and the Flying Cross. He died yesterday at age 89. We'll have a further update as funeral arrangements are announced. A team of UN inspectors remains on the ground in Syria, hoping to gain access today to a site of last week's alleged poison gas attack. They made their way to the site Monday after coming under sniper fire and were forced to abandon the investigation Tuesday over security concerns. Meanwhile, in Washington, many military advisors say it's not a question of if, just when, there's a military response from the U.S. and from our allies. There is going to be opposition to an English-only bill that's being proposed for this fall in Madison. Our Capitol correspondent Jackie Johnson has more.
Among those responding to a proposal at the state capitol to make English Wisconsin's official language includes Voces de la Frontera. The group's executive director, Christine Newman-Ortiz.
It really discriminates by disenfranchising people who are limited English speakers from key parts of society, such as the court system, the schools, hospitals, the voting booth in terms of bilingual ballots.
The bill from State Representative Andre Jacques would require state and local governments to use just English for written documents. Supporters say making English our common language ensures consistency in government communications.
Jackie Johnson, 55 SAU News.
Wausau police caught up with a felon who ran away from a traffic stop earlier this month. Peter Yang was arrested yesterday. An officer was trying to pull him over for driving with a cracked windshield. He sped away for a few blocks, then fled on foot. Inside his car, police found a stolen handgun and drug paraphernalia. Young was arrested during a second traffic stop yesterday and is now in custody. Another person in the car was also taken in and arrested, but their name has not been released and won't be until a court appearance today. A Lincoln County man pled guilty yesterday to throwing a can of spray paint into a campfire, causing a small explosion that injured four people. 20-year-old Ryan Peppel reached the agreement with prosecutors on one felony count and two misdemeanors. He'll be sentenced in October. One of his victims had to be airlifted to a burn unit in Madison. The three others were treated and released. Depending on your point of view, it's been either a good or a bad year for rabbits. UW wildlife ecologist David Drake says there are a lot of bunnies around.
You know, rabbit populations can fluctuate naturally with environmental conditions. And so it seems like the rabbit population may be up a little bit this year relative to the last couple of years. And it most likely is due to just good habitat. They've got enough food out there in the environment and shelter and things like that, and that's able to support more rabbits.
Drake says he's been getting a lot of calls from homeowners not pleased about the bunnies, which have been devouring flower beds and vegetable gardens. It was 50 years ago today.
We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
President Obama will mark the anniversary of the March on Washington. He's the featured speaker in an event today at the Lincoln Memorial. Now here's the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast with meteorologist Mark Holley.
Patchy morning fog, otherwise becoming partly cloudy. Still muggy today, but slightly cooler with a high of 85. Tonight down to 64 with some patchy fog. Tomorrow high of 84, chance for a shower or storm mainly west of Wausau. Friday high of 86, also tracking showers and storms on Friday afternoon and a Friday evening. Saturday chance for a shower, high of 85. So you stay very summer-like the next few days. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Hyland, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Right now we do have a few clouds around central Wisconsin, and it looks like another one of these warm, muggy days is ahead. We have the six-day forecast and the hour-by-hour temperatures at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.